It's 8:55, 82 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets. We go to Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Brian.
Well, kind of a mixed start here this morning. Beans looking a little higher, corn a little lower. What's happening out there?
Well, first thing I point out is what happens on the overnight market doesn't always extend into the daytime market, and we had strength overnight both in the corn and the beans, and the corn has faltered since then. I'm looking at, December corn at 343 and a quarter. That's down a penny. The market just doesn't have a lot of new news. I think we saw short covering overnight. I don't think it was new buying coming into this market, but that corn market is oversold. The continuation chart shows awfully good support at 333. And we were down there in the September is the continuation month right now. And then that 318 and a quarter, the low from 2 years ago in the fall. On the soybean side of things, we're still holding the plus side. We'd been up as much as 12 cents. And now we're looking at prices on the September beans at 1026 up 5 3/4 in the November's. At 10.14 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. It appears that after we broke down yesterday through that 10.21, there wasn't a whole lot of support on the November beans till we get down to this $9.80 to $10 level. Overnight, we went to 10.04 and a half. Meal probably will dictate how the beans close today. Off just a little bit fractionally right now. Nearby August is 352.60, down 30 cents. The bean oil was strong yesterday for most of the day, ended up closing near day's lows, which probably prompted more selling in the beans than what we would have liked. We're at 30.99 on the August bean oil, still up 28 cents. The wheat continues to be an anomaly, not much good news. Export bookings, nothing good at all. The only thing that's supporting the wheat, I'd say, this morning is a weaker dollar. The December wheat at 437 is up a penny. We've got a cattle on feed report coming out tomorrow afternoon. It will be important to see what direction that goes. The general consensus is the numbers on feed will be up about 1.5% from a year ago, but placements up about 6.5%. I'm in the ilk that we'll see placements even higher than that. Marketings, the trade's looking for 109.5% of a year ago. But we certainly have had some pressure on all the meats this week. Seasonally speaking, we see less beef demand as we go into the late part of the summer. Too much heavy food, too much hot weather isn't a good combination. Particularly think about East Coast folks. On the hog side of things, we're down anywhere from 32 to 75 cents this morning. We're not under a tremendous amount of pressure. We just look to be on the soft side. We made new lows for the move, however, yesterday. The crude oil is 20 cents lower this morning at 45.51. And that crude has kind of been all over the place between about 44 and 47 in the last week's time. So we're trying to trade in a sideways range. The dollar had an upside breakout this week. However, we're down about 19 cents right now at 97.01. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much. We appreciate that update here on this Thursday morning. Let's take a look at your forecast here locally. And a reminder, excessive heat warning in effect from noon today till 7 p.m. Sunday for the WILL severe weather coverage area. Mostly sunny skies in your forecast today. We're seeing a little patchy fog out there this morning. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, the high 92 degrees. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, but that humidity is going to push that heat index reading up to around 110 degrees this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, the low 74. And really, Friday through Sunday, just about the same as today. Mostly sunny skies each day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms each day, highs in the low to mid-90s each day with heat index reading close to 110 degrees. Heat will finally break on Monday with sunny skies and a high of 87, 86 for Tuesday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9:01.